today.
A coach who knows the game can teach their team how to improve. But one who genuinely cares about each player,
you have what it takes. We got this.
Can inspire them to win. At Truist, we believe the same is true for banking. Because when you work with someone who knows a lot and cares even more, you're unstoppable. Truist, leaders in banking, unwavering in care. Start feeling unstoppable. Visit truist.com/care. Truist Bank, member FDIC, leading based on top 10 U.S. commercial bank.
Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Roma Press Podcast. We hope you are doing well. For those of you who celebrate, we hope you had a very relaxing, safe, enjoyable Christmas, where you were able to spend some time with those close to you. We hope, again, that you had a very good holiday. We will just say it now. We can say Happy New Year now, Andy, because I don't think we will be back before the match next week. But we have finally gotten to the point where we can do an unofficial... Well, no, we can say it. It is an official countdown for Roma when they are back, when the break is over. We have entered the final week. Before we get into that, a very quick thank you, though, to our newest patron over at Patreon, Adam Wiledek. Adam, thank you so much for your support. And, of course, to all of our other wonderful patrons who make this possible. All right, Andy. So, 1 week until Roma returns. They are back. We have Paulo Dybala taking what, 10 days off, 9 days off since he won the World Cup. And that nine. Is counting from nine. That is counting from last Sunday. But that also includes the celebration parade, where I have only once in my life been involved in anything close to that, back in 2016. But have you seen some of the videos from that?
Wait, are you talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers? Do you want to piss me off?
Of course I am.
I do remember that. I think there were a lot of bizarre videos of those celebrations.
There's always bizarre videos from celebrations.
I think there was a video of like people in like a big Cleveland car parking lot, you know, like where either somebody lost the purse or somebody like lost the hat, and everybody was passing the hat one floor up until the rightful owner got exactly.
Fantastic memory.
See, I remember that. That's that. No, but you know, I mean, good for you. You're doing good this year, but I don't think we're gonna go back there, but it just shows how much it meant to the wonderful city of Cleveland, Ohio, and just how much it meant to the city of Buenos Aires and all of Argentina, with Paulo Dybala. Once again, you know, you have these, and this is the wonderful thing about Roma, and especially Rome, is whenever you have these big names, it seems like they're always doing you a favor, right? So it's always, you know, I love how in the media it's always presented as Paulo Dybala cuts his vacation short in order to be, you know, ready and up and running against Bologna. Like he had a choice, you know, like I understand that maybe because I read today Aaron Ramsey is missing from Ojasini's training session, even though he... I think finished international duty way back in November. So I understand that there are some players like that, but come on, you're Paulo Dybala. You want to be available for Bologna. It's not like you are making, but it's wonderful. I love it because it just shows that there is a real connection that when there is this big time player, any single gesture sign that may indicate, you know, a certain feeling, a certain kind of respect toward the team or the city or the fans is just blown out of proportion.
Yeah,
completely. Yes, that's fascinating.
Well, before we get into Bologna, I do just very quickly, I want to touch upon the Fratesi stuff, because naturally, I think one or two days after you and I both said he will not be coming to Roma this month, a report comes out, and naturally it's from Sky Sports, and they say, oh, well, there's increasing optimism. Roma, they believe they can get the player this month. The negotiation is heating up, all of this, the usual transfer market speak that we tend to hear this time of year. That's no surprise. I do want to say one thing, though, that report did not come. And I told this to our patron group, I think it was a day after Christmas, but that report, that information did not come from Roma. It did not come from Sassuolo. So you can use your imagination with the list of suspects narrowed down with that in mind, who that came from. So listen, nothing has changed in this. I mean, if anything, the only thing that has changed is that Sassuolo are doing worse than they expected, and they are still not totally pulled into a relegation fight, but they're nowhere in a position where they would feel comfortable. This talk of Bove, Volpato, if we go back to the summer, the one person they wanted into this deal was Volpato. Roma said no, and the deal doesn't really advance from there. Now, again, Roma, they have 30% sell-on clause. Sassuolo has every reason in the world to negotiate with them as opposed to everybody else. Andy, I still don't see how this is going to happen. I was shocked that Sky Sports sort of ran with that report, because that was leaked to everybody at the same time. And I think the only ones who ran with it were Sky Sport and Corriere dello Sport. However, they have been on this Fratesi thing ever since the summer. They're going to keep shooting until the ball goes into the hoop at this point, I'm convinced.
They're like a faded J.R. Smith, which, I mean, it's not really saying much. It's just J.R. Smith. So they're like a they're like a Cleveland J.R. Smith.
Well, they have been pretty adamant on this Fratesi to Roma thing, and it's going to be one of those times where once it does happen, they're going to be like, see, we told you, and it's like, well, hold on, the timing matters in this case. So they have been saying it's going to happen for a while now, but Sky Sport, I was surprised to see them sort of go along with this, because nobody else really picked it up and ran with it. And it's because it's coming directly from Fratesi's agent. I still, unless something has changed within the past week that has swayed your opinion, all of this stuff that is being leaked through his agent, I haven't been dissuaded in any way, shape, or form to my belief that Sassuolo are not going to sell. I just don't see any way how Carnevale goes down to Dionisi, who is already pissed off from the previous summer where
Scamacca and Raspadori.
And if we remember, Raspadori, that sort of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
That was not something they were expecting. Scamacca, they had planned for. I think Raspadori, though, they thought they could hold on to him for one more season and then you sell him. But then Napoli, they come forward with this incredible offer. So I just don't see where after that, Carnevale can come down to him and say, oh, hey, by the way, this month, would you be okay if we sold our best player? It's not best midfielder, okay? This season, he is their best player, and it's not even close. Are you okay with us offloading him this month? Andy, there's no way. There's no way. I still don't see it. Hold on. Let me rephrase. Yeah. I just said no way. There is a way, obviously, but let me rephrase.
If something happens, they're going to get,
unless Roma comes with a revised offer that has a lot of cash up front, or they're willing to lower the valuation on Bove, they're willing to put in Vopato too. First off, Roma don't want to put both of those guys in. Sassuolo do want both of those guys. Roma, they want to do one of the two. If they had to pick, they would put Bove and keep Volpato. I just don't see any way that this comes to fruition. As much as I want it to, as much as I wish for it to, it will happen in the summer. It will not happen in January, even though, again, I think he is the perfect candidate to fulfill every need they need at this moment. I just don't think it's going to happen. Have you been dissuaded or changed of opinion over the last week?
No, but let me first tell you that you must be like the worst hype man ever, because you got all these people. Yeah. You know, you're like, no, it's not gonna. You're like the kind of hype man just shows up, you know, probably drunk, and is like, no, it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. Forget your dreams. Nothing's gonna happen. Give up. And quite honest, you know, honestly, it's difficult to envision Sassuolo, who are struggling mightily this season with Berardi out, Scamacca, Raspadori off in the summer, Fratesi kind of pissed off in the summer, you know, not getting his transfer to go through, and everything has been up and down for them. You know, it's for me, the only way this happens is if Fratesi just comes out and says, I don't want to play. I don't want to play. I'm not going to play. You have to let me join Roma. Because if his camp are sending these messages, then his thinking has to be somewhere along those lines. And the only way this can go through is if somebody takes a really important stance. So if either Roma make a pretty good offer and fulfill Sassuolo's demands, which so far hasn't been the case, and is difficult to envision due to all the restrictions and Sassuolo wanting more cash and blah, 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 blah. Or Fratesi himself coming out and saying, no, you know what? I'm done. I don't want to play. I'm not going to play. Get anything in this deal. Get something that will help you move along in the season, but I'm off. I'm out of here. I'm going back to Roma, and you didn't want to let me leave in the summer. Now you have to. That's the only way I can see this happening, because just there is too much at stake for, I think, both teams. Roma not wanting to expose themselves due to the financial fair play limitations, and Sassuolo really being in a tough position in the league standings, wanting to give some consistency, wanting to continue give a certain shape to this project that they have going on with Dionisi, which I don't think is working out as well as they had hoped for. But it is, it would be an incredible addition. You know, in the January, as we said many, many times, the best you can hope for are short-term fixes that don't get in the way of progress, like Sergio Oliveira last year, who sort of helped you and provided you with some stability, didn't do anything outstanding, but just did his job, did what he was asked to do, and then left. That was it. Whereas with Fratesi, you'd be getting a piece for now and for the future, a player that you know everybody in the management loves, a player that Thiago Pinto himself said many, many times that he's his favorite Serie A player. So that's, you know, that's all you need to know about this guy. And but it would be too good to be true. If you were to ask me right now, you know, I would say there is an 80% chance that he joins us in the summer and a 20% chance that he joins us now. I would obviously love to be surprised, but I think I'm a realist in this case. And in January, we'll have to think about other things, probably. Although it would be ideal to have somebody that can offer you that pace, that threat, that shooting ability, that just the positioning, the strength, everything. Because he's just like a, you know, he's a perfect piece to the puzzle. He is a guy that I think would enable you to move up, and would give you another dimension. He would give you another just another weapon in the toolbox, and that is what Roma need. Roma need this versatility that they've struggled to attain throughout the season. They've been, I think, exciting at times, but a bit too predictable. Whereas with Frattesi on the pitch for you, he is just, especially this season, we've seen him do a lot of the things that we wish everybody else on Roma would do. And so for me, it's a perfect piece for the summer. In January, highly unlikely.
Yeah, I completely agree. Let's go to, that's enough transfer market. Let's go to Bologna now. And it's the first match back. However, of course, they're going to meet a Bologna who are going to be incredibly, incredibly, incredibly motivated, incredibly emotional following the passing of former manager Sinisa Mihajlovic. So, of course, and I don't mean this at all disrespectfully, but, you know, of course, that's the time Roma gets to meet Bologna. Of course, you know, their first match back.
One of the most inconsistent teams of the season, obviously, with Thiago Motta, they showed some nice moments, but definitely not a team this season that you should be afraid of. And instead, I think I'm more worried for this than I am for Milan afterwards.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This one has... I am petrified of this for the reasons beyond, obviously, the motivation behind them for Mihajlovic. There is something that happens. I need to ask you this. Here's a little quiz for everybody listening. Don't cheat and Google this. Just in your mind, answer this question. How old, we remember old friend Lukasz Skorupski, who always, without question, without hesitation, consistently transforms into prime Gigi Buffon every single time.
Roma. Isn't he like 32 now?
Oh, see, you had to have Googled that. He's 31 years old.
I swear to God, I didn't. I didn't. I just remember. Okay.
He's 31 years old.
He's just been around. I mean, he was with us, what, in 2014? So that's.
He got Roma a point against Manchester City at the Emirates in what year was that? 2014?
2014 when Totti scores, yeah.
Yes. I think that is the only match I can recall of his at Roma.
And yet, how many games can you recall of him with a Bologna shirt that pulls off a complete masterclass against us? Too many, I think. Too many to count. Especially at the Dallara.
Always at the Dallara.
At the Dallara, it's always a pain in the ass. And are we playing this time around? See, I'm not. We see this is the type of podcast that is so well informed that I don't even know if we are playing against Bologna at the Dallara or
we're at home. No, it's at the Olympico.
See, it's a shame because I think, especially in the new year, it's nice. People don't know it, but for people that are from outside Bologna, I'm from Bologna, and the Dallara is right outside the biggest cemetery in the Emilia-Romagna region. It's next to this cemetery that's called Certosa. That's where my relatives are buried, and I think every time we play there, the ghosts of my relatives just come and haunt the team because every time we're there, we've been shooting ourselves in the foot for the past few years. I remember the beautiful display by Ivan Marcano.
I thought you were going to say
18. No,
hold on. What was it? Gary Medel.
Gary Medel, obviously, there are always
him
these
with
guys.
Inter, or was it when he was at Bologna? I think he has scored one goal in Serie A.
Yeah, Bologna. He's never scored at Inter. No. But
and naturally, it came against Roma. If you remember it, I think it took seven bounces.
Everybody, I think they had even this guy called Santander or Setander or whatever his name is. The guy scored probably like four Serie A goals.
Now.
and he's in Serie B, but all his Serie A goals come from games where he played against Roma. And
against Roma, yes.
So it's unfortunate that we're not playing at Dall'Ara, because I'm actually feeling quite moody recently. But honestly, Bologna is always, always, always difficult. I think more so now, because you just don't, you know, you can't prepare mentally for a game against Milan, especially away. Playing at the Meazza, you know, you more or less know what you're in for. With a team like Bologna, with a guy like Thiago Motta, who's also, I mean, I don't know if he's a good coach or not. I haven't been able to read his teams. Probably with it was interesting to see him at Spezia. It was interesting to see him before. Obviously at Genoa, nobody can survive too long, but. This time around, it just feels kind of. It's a tricky game. It's a tricky game to interpret, even as a player. I think more so than Milan, because there's just the energy levels are completely off. You are looking at a team that is gonna play with a clear goal in mind to honor, you know, Sinisa Mihajlovic against Roma. Against the team that Mihajlovic knew very well from the other side of town, and it's gonna be their first game following his passing, and it's just difficult to interpret, to prepare, to be ready mentally, because Bologna are gonna be, I think, operating on a whole other level. It would be good to know if Dybala will start. I expect him to, man, come on, you know, it's, again, we make these talking points out of thin air, but it's, you know, you're the highest paid player, you're the biggest name on the team, you had your fun, you had your celebration, but now is the time to come in, reintegrate with the rest of the group, and show that you're starting material. After sitting so long on the bench for Argentina, this is the moment. Take it away, you know, play it against Sam, quoting the Casablanca, which actually was never actually said by Ingrid Bergman or Humphrey Bogart, but Woody Allen just made it up for the title of his own movie in the 1970s. It's just going to be very difficult. I am curious to see if we're going to get some pictures or videos from Ola Solbakken, who's going to be joining the team pretty soon. Maybe he's going to be on the bench. Hopefully. Hopefully we don't need to put him in as a, like, last resort. Just do something, please, for God's sakes. You know, that would be the
January
worst.
Specialty once started that would by be Luciano the worst. Spalletti.
That would be the worst. But, you know, it's a good... I mean, you have Inter playing Napoli, you know. You have a lot of games that you have to keep your eye on. This is exciting. It's an exciting moment of the season. Everybody, I think, is on the same boat. Everybody is looking at trying to understand what kind of energy levels are we going to have. You know, everybody's been training on and off, but everybody has been playing these stupid friendlies all over the world, and so you don't really know who you're gonna go up against. And
well, nothing says motivation and the blood pumping like a match against Bologna.
Bologna, sure.
Well, them, yeah. Too. Yeah. That's Bologna. Same level.
It's I think it can be really special if Roma decide to make it. So I think this team, if they set their mind to it, they can do it, especially right off the bat against the team that you should be beating. There should be no discussion. We shouldn't even be here debating whether we should be afraid of Bologna or not. But unfortunately, we are in this position where we have to assess the situation and consider all the possible threats. And there is plenty of them. It's just important that Roma come out swinging. I don't know if Mourinho is changing formations. I don't know if he's switching to a three-man defense. I don't know if he is changing his midfield. I don't know if he's changing his attack. Whatever they do, there has to be those energy levels have to be way up. It has to be right off the bat. There has to be a reaction. There has to be a team that is hungry, that is willing to move forward, that is willing to pull all the criticism and all the fears and insecurities from the past in the past. And it really comes down to that. It comes down to the attitude that you're willing to show, especially on a Wednesday night at the Olimpico, new year, fresh start for everybody. So there is no excuses. It's not just you. It's not because you travel to Japan. It's not because you travel to Portugal. There's teams that travel to Malta. There's teams that travel to Slovakia. There's teams that travel to Portugal, to Spain, whatever. So there's teams that travel to Turkey. Just focus. That's the only thing I can ask of Roma right now, is not even give me a brilliant performance, because that's difficult to ask when you're looking at playing your first real official game in well over a month and a half, almost 2 months. That's a discussion for maybe 2-3 weeks from now. For now, I want focus. I want a reaction. I want focus. I can get behind clumsy football, but I have to also see there is some drive behind those players, behind those tactics, behind the coach. There has to be something.
Yeah, for sure. I will repeat myself, but I do think almost they are forced into it because of the match against Milan. I just don't think or don't believe they're going to come out in this match sluggish, unmotivated, with the poor character. I think, again, just by having this important showdown against Milan at the weekend, you can't expect to come out, put in a good performance in that one, if you don't at least show some positive signs of life and get a positive result in this one. The carryover, in my opinion, would just be too detrimental to them, particularly playing at the San Siro. I just don't see how they, in their minds, think they can afford to skimp out on this one and go all the way to Milano, put in a good performance, and get a good result. I just don't think they are that naive to believe that they can sleepwalk their way through this one. So hopefully they can put in the necessary effort, come out on top. But the looming prospect of Skorupski again putting in another masterclass, it just looms large in my mind. And he's haunted us so many times with it, too. It would be one thing if it's only happened once or twice, but he does it so consistently. It is mind-boggling. If he played this way in every single match against every single team, you would be at a top three club now in Serie A. But alas, he saves it for his former club, which, again, I can recall one performance of his at Roma, and that was against Manchester City.
Not so long ago, I think he was even pissed off that Szczęsny was starting ahead of him for the national team. And I think the reaction that he got was pretty impressing him, because he got dropped from the squad. So that said it all. It's, stay in your lane. You are Skorupski. You play at Bologna. You have two good performances a year by playing against Roma. And that's it. That's all you've been known for the past 8 years. So enjoy it.
Fantastic. All right, everybody. We will be back right before the match. We will be back to talk a little more about that. And we will get ready to get everything back underway here. It's finally nice to be back. The break is over, or soon to be over. And we are ready to ramp things back up, put the foot on the pedal, and get going here again. So thank you so much for tuning in. We will chat with you soon. Until then, ciao.
Ciao.